Yeah, I need one.
Hello?
Good evening. Welcome to the Kendall County Board's adjourned September meeting for Tuesday, January 7th, 2025, in the historic Kendall County Courthouse. If I get everybody to please rise for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing, Mr. Rodriguez, if you would lead our invocation.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for letting us be in this new place. I just pray for our county, Father. I pray for our law enforcement, so our employees, Father. Let it be a blessed year for everyone, Father, and also for our county board members here. And thank you for all the blessings you brought upon us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Backman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
Here.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
Present.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. With a quorum present, could I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Oh my gosh, that echoes so much. I have no idea. I'll go with Liz and Peterson. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. No special recognition. At this time, we have public comment. If you'd like to come forward, public comment. If you're unable to make it down the stairs, we do have access with a mic if you need it brought to you. Seeing no special or public comment, could I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Make a motion.
Brooke and DeBolt, roll call, please.
Mr. Backman?
Yes.
Mr. DeBolt?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Aye.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries. New business. I think HR is the only committee that's met and they don't have anything on the agenda. Standing committee reports, kind of the same. Any special committee reports? Liaison reports? Other business, so we're going to have a quick building update. Luke is here with us. He's going to go ahead and lead us on that one.
Yeah, so Christina sent out a email explaining that we had a two-week delay for the move of CLB over to the courthouse. The construction is nearing its end, but we ended up, the SAS approval that was brought to the county board, one of the last ones, as we were going through the holiday, kind of tripped us up a little bit, and we were having problems finding staff and everything, or SAS was having problems finding staff, and it kind of put us into a situation where this week, when we would have had people in those areas, the security cameras, access control, and everything would not have been safe and up to standards for our staff. And so we had to make a call to kind of switch it up to 2 weeks from now. Everything is on schedule. We will end up having everything much more put together than we were originally going to. We might have had a couple people working on top of the staff, but with this two-week delay, we'll be 100% complete, and it'll be very tidy for all the staff that will be coming in. Which brings us to phase two, which we're hoping, Cordigan has given us the date of February 3rd as a mobilization date, and hopefully putting up the fence to section off the construction zone around the county office building, with a lot of temp walls to be put up around the boardroom to make sure that we don't damage any of the things that will be staying in that room, with demolition to follow shortly after.
Christina and then Brian.
I was just going to extend a huge bit of thanks to both facilities and IT for accommodating the move, and then to the treasurer's office, assessor's office, and the other departments at the county office building for working out of boxes for longer than expected. I know it has not been easy, but we appreciate their patience.
Brian?
You know, like Luke was saying, the all the electronics that we added to the project for security with the amount of traffic that's going to be entering and exiting the courthouse, that's part of the delay and the getting that equipment here. So we don't want to open before all that equipment is in place. And Luke, you've done a great job, you and Dan. And the my last tour of it here right at the holidays, it was near fruition. I mean, it's probably 95% complete. The painting, they were putting hardware indoors and the and just checking the security systems that they have, and it's looking very nice.
Okay, thank you. Any other updates? All right, Chairman's report. Yes, I would just like to echo thank you to the facilities and everybody getting us moved over here. It's our first board meeting. We had a HR meeting. We made some tweaks since then. So one thing I ask, if you got a comment or something, make sure I can see you, because like Brian's kind of hidden over there. So, and we're kind of far apart from each other. So just yell at me if you need to. All right. With that, a second opportunity for public comment. If you have a comment for the board, come forward to the stand. If you're unable to make it to the stand, we have a mobile mic because of our stairs. So.
Only discovered that what the bank had done was illegal. broken and my dad's tractor stolen. Overgrown and abandoned through no fault of our own, the county began sending my parents ordinance violations and tickets. Garbage dumped by others was suddenly our responsibility. The destruction was so overwhelming that for an entire year after the Morgan police, my parents couldn't even step foot on the property without bursting into tears. We tried painting over the graffiti, but within 2 days of not being on the property, it would be right back up again. Keeping up with it became so exhausting and disheartening that we eventually stopped trying to cover it up. Unable to manage the scope of the repairs or clean up the land, we were forced to let the property deteriorate further. In June 2024, my grandparents sold the Batavia home, and my parents returned to the property, moving into a tent and voting themselves to restoring the land. My dad quit his job to focus entirely on the cleanup, while my mom, who was disabled, supported him however she could. My fiance and I came out on the weekends to help mow and cut trees. My dad began salvaging old broke lumber from the house and unboxing windows he had purchased years ago, but never had the chance to install. Despite his efforts, on November 7th, 2024, the house was court ordered to be demolished against our wishes.
That's your 5 minutes. Thank you very much. Any other public comment? Questions from the press? There is no need for executive session. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Kokol and Flowers, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Brian, do you want to sit up here? DeBolt.
Pardon me?